You'd say he really looks what?
Bad.
Would you say anything like slouchy or tacky?
Yeah,
he could say slouchy.
Tacky.
But no, I didn't say this was tight on.
What do you call it when a woman is wearing her best clothes? She's all dressed up. What would you say about that?
She looks nice.
She really looks
nice. Good or nice.
Yeah. All right. How about if it was a man and he was all dressed up? Would you say anything like he's all duped up or dutied up? Or
dyked up.
Dyked up. What word would you use to refer to an older person that gets around very well? Say that person is very
active.
All right. You'd say that someone who never wants to do any work and doesn't have any ambition, just lies around all day, that person is very what?
Lazy.
What do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with its bill and it rattles on
it?
What do you call an insect that jumps about in the grass?
Grasshopper.
Okay. What do you call it when somebody or something goes out of control? Say you're driving a car down an icy road and suddenly the car starts, you know, gets out of control. Yeah. You say that the car is really what?
Slipping. Sliding.
All right. What do you call an old, dilapidated house that evil spirits might live in? You might say little children are afraid to go in a what?
Old house.
Old haunted house.
Haunted house? What would you call the things that live inside, these scary things?
Pardon? What's the word now?
What would you call those things that live inside of a house that you call it a haunted house, you know, and you say these things
live? Spirits.
Spirits, all right.
Spirits, right. Right.
What do you call something that brings bad luck? Say, some people say when a black cat crosses your path, that's bad luck. What would you call that thing?
What's that bad luck? A black cat across the path. Uh-huh.
What do you call that?
Do you have any word for it?
I don't know how bad the cat crows.
Would you call it, say, a jinx, maybe, or something?
Yes, a jinx. That's jinx.
What do you call a person that brings bad luck? Or do you call it anything? Okay.
Or a cattle or something.
All right. What do you call a child whose mother and father are not married?
It's a bastard thing.
Right. What do you call flowing water that's smaller than a river?
Creek.
Okay. What do you call one that's smaller than a creek?
Branches.
What do you call flat grassy country down around the sea coast, or do you have a word for that?
Good.
No, I don't play with it.
All right. What do you call a pair of straps that are worn over the shoulder to support your trousers?
Spenders.
Gathers.
When you make an unthickened gravy by adding water to the grease of fried lean meat, especially ham,
yeah.
What do you call that kind of gravy?
Thickening gravy.
No, he said it's added water to it.
It's unthickened.
Oh, that makes red gravy.
Red gravy? Is that what you'd call it, Mr.? What do you call the liquid that's burned in lamps? Used to have
casein.
All right. What do you call a long-legged hog that has a thin body and a long snout? And it's a real bony-looking hog.
Big bone hog, I think. Big bone hog.
What do you call? Go ahead.
Maybe that sheep might call him a short, skinny hole.
Okay. That's a good word.